Earth and Sky.
Humans have left no spot on Earth's oceans untouched, according to research biologist Ben Halpern of UC Santa Barbara. In early 2008, he and his colleagues released the first ever global map of the total human impact on the seas.
It's probably worse than people realized. There's no space left on the planet untouched by human activities, and there's large areas, over 40%, that are being heavily impacted.
Scientists mapped 17 different human activities in categories like fishing, pollution, and climate change. And Halpern said his research confirmed that, for example, the world's coral reefs and mangroves aren't doing so well.
There are other ecosystems that are actually in worse condition, and these are ones that people probably don't pay much attention to, like rocky reefs, which are shallow rocky areas that have huge diversity in them, and the continental shelves, which are where you get a lot of the productivity of fish and other types of things that we use from the oceans come from the continental shelves.
But Halpern said there's hope. His research also found large, pristine waters near Earth's poles, guarded today by nearly inaccessible ice.
We really need to be doing something now about this. Because of there being places left in the ocean that are untouched, and because we now have a better sense of where and how we're affecting the oceans, we're armed with the information we need in order to start moving forward to implement better ocean management.
Our thanks today to NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. We're Earth and Sky, a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.